welcome back to Having It Made with Alexandra Jade. I am your host, Alexandra Jade, and today I have the pleasure of interviewing the one and only Sean Rose, singer-songwriter, here in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes! How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm really excited. You got me so, like, pumped.
Yes! I want you to be pumped. This is so fun. I don't know if you remember, but it's, like, it's been so long. I remember the first time I met you, we were at the CKC Festival. Do you remember that?
Oh! See, I was looking at your Instagram, and I was like, yo, this girl looks so familiar. Like, yes! So familiar. But my brain was, like, trying to think about where, and I couldn't piece it together. I was like, I don't know where, but I know her. I know her. I was like, I'm going to do this podcast. I don't know where I know her from, but I know her from somewhere. That's crazy.
I was just scouting artists. I was like, okay, so I need artists to definitely interview for this season. And you came up, and I didn't even realize, like, I knew that you did music, but I'm like, yo, her music is just so dope. And I really want to interview her. So I'm looking forward to this. So how have things been, like, as far as just COVID, like, the creative process with your music?
Actually, things have been pretty great. Like, I can't really complain. COVID kind of opened a whole lot of new doors for me, like, and a new consistency to music. Like, before COVID, I wasn't really recording a lot. Like, I had written a couple things and I just kind of was like in this weird space and in a heavy writer's block, like stupid heavy. And it's just so funny because before COVID, you think that you have like all the time in the world to do what you need to do, or like you have or you don't have. Like, you're either focusing on the things you have or don't have. And then COVID hit and it just makes you realize what you have right now. Yeah. Like, what you have right now is all you have. And I was really blessed enough to be in a space where I could meet people and collaborate with a whole lot of people. So, like, almost at the beginning of the pandemic, I literally met everyone that is on my team now. Like, I met my manager / producer through Instagram, which was crazy because, like, we knew a lot of people, like a lot of mutual friends, but, and we had interest in working with each other, but we just never, like, knew each other really. So his name is Stotts. And we met on Instagram and he just helped me with like a live performance one day, came and like played the guitar and helped me set up my mic. And then from there, we kind of just like latched onto each other and we've been working together since. Like, almost, it was kind of crazy how fast we like became friends, because we were almost like together every single day, like since that first show. And then my best friend, Ladacia, she's a filmmaker. She's also my roommate. And we work together and create all my visuals. So literally the pandemic kind of like set me up for success. Like, it really slowed things down and kind of just made me look at what I have a little bit differently. Like, now I understand the idea of stewardship and like what it means to like really just take care of the things that you have and be grateful for what you have, because my life could have been way different if anything in this pandemic could have been, you know, detrimental. But I really just took it as an opportunity to just be with myself, understand a little bit more about what I want, and allow the people that are supposed to be in my life just enter my life.
Tell me a little bit about the label X Group. How is it just the team that you have with your label? What's the creative process like?
It's, yo, that's so crazy. You did your research, girl. So, Label X Group is the brainchild of Stocks. I don't know if you have any background on him, but he's a multi-instrumentalist, producer, songwriter, artist, and a lot of his work you've probably seen with a lot of like signed artists, particularly Summer Walker. He's worked as her music director and like just really made a name for himself. And a Label X Group was his brainchild. Like, that's his little baby. And it's really a collective of musicians and artists and writers that we just formed together as a group. And I just got brought on. So I'm just, you know, I'm just now in the wave of things, but we've been able to do a lot of dope things together as a label and as a group. the collective, we started doing, for me, we put together a writing camp called The Garden. Mm-hmm. And that's been like a super dope warm space for creatives. Mm-hmm. And particularly looking for just content to grow me as an artist. And I just hired all my friends. I just brought all my friends in and I was like, yo, we need to have a camp. So in the middle of a pandemic, mm-hmm. we rented a house, got in the house for like a weekend and just made music. Like, and we started doing that even before we could get the house. We were doing that at studios across the city mm-hmm. where we'd just be like, send out invitations like, yo, welcome to the garden. You've been invited. And people would show up. At first when Stocks was like, I think you should have a writing camp, I was like, okay. I was really nervous. And like only two people could come the first time. And I was like, oh my gosh, nobody's gonna come. And I got so like sad and just in my head. And then he was like, just keep doing it. Just like, it's fine. The people that are supposed to be here are here. And this is how we're supposed to create. So we just kept doing them. And then eventually we were able to get the house and like invite people over and get sponsors like Self Love to kind of like sponsor our water and stuff like that. But we've really been going in as a collective to make sure that the artists who do want to create a safe space for their albums or for their single, we can gather people together. So at the last garden, we have musicians, producers, songwriters, all in one house. And we just like recorded, two singles for my next project. Mm-hmm. So that was really, really fire. And it just, Label X Group across the board is just a, I don't know if I want to call it an anomaly, but like, it's just, it's a new space for artists. Like right. It's a safe space and it's a comfortable space for us to not only create, but meet people who don't necessarily fit our genre mm-hmm. and really expand music in that way.
Can I talk shit real quick? Yeah, sure, babe. Go ahead. I just... Lately, it's just... It hasn't been, like, great. It's been good, but it hasn't been, like, great. So, like, let me just teach you. I know you like it, what I got for you. Tripping like a honey pie, boy. Girl, I'll make you feel a... Wait, and no, this ain't no kitty face. Oh, you ain't gotta wait in line. Please don't waste my time. Come make it with my wow. Beijing, but America's most wanted. Teach you how to take me to a whole night. Show you how to put it in drive. Take it for a little joyride. I'ma bring you back to life. Oh, you ain't gotta play so nice. Go ahead, take a bite. I'ma show you what I love. Is you ready? Come and take it. Don't give up, no. Get your waiter. Now or never. Ain't no laters, no. Get your waiter. Now or never. Ain't no laters. Get your weight up. Ain't no laters. Ain't no laters.
So who are some of like your musical influences?
Okay, this question is so weird for me all the time. But my influences really, I draw from Janet Jackson. I love me some Lauryn Hill and Erykah Badu. A lot of my earlier stuff kind of like is around that kind of vibe. But like those are like my, oh, and Chaka Khan. Those are like my musical like hierarchies.
Go ahead, take a bite. I'ma show you what I love. Is you ready? Come and take it. Don't give up, no. Get your waiter. Now or never. Ain't no laters, no. Get your waiter. Now or never. Ain't no laters. Get your way up. Ain't no laters. Ain't no laters. Cater to my knees. Let it give me wings. Make my body
Your we all right. So speaking of Monday, so that is your actual brother. You guys are blood related.
So Monday is my bro. Like we started writing music together in 2014, I want to say. In college, we would be like just popping up to all types of studios and like just trying to get seen and known or whatever. And it was just hard. It was just really hard because one, we're queer. We're like very, and we're not like we're unapologetically queer, you know? And I think for some people, when we had first started making music, it was just a little too much, or just intimidating in general, which is fine because like I like a challenge. I'm an Aries, so I'm like fire. I'm like, you can't handle the heat. That's cool, yeah. Whatever. But Monday and I, like we always kind of just try different things with each other and not necessarily making music with each other. We were just helping each other with our own music and, you know, just trying to like push that agenda so that we can both win separately. And then over the pandemic, he was in Thomason, like staying with his family. And I was just like, oh man, I miss him. Where's my brother? And he was like, I'm coming to your house for the weekend. And he came to the house and he was like, okay, I got an idea. Let me know what you think. He was like, I think we should make a group. And I was like, wait, what? So it kind of just came, it flew so naturally because we already know each other's writing style, but to take our writing style and put it over beats that both of us don't normally create music in a rock or like punk or pop aesthetic, like, we were like, let's try it, because we grew up on a lot of pop music and a lot of rock music.
I must say, I really like your song, Fall in Love. I just think...
Thank you.
I think that's something everybody needs to wake up and listen to. Like, it's just so upbeat and fun.
Thank you. I really
like it. It's really, it's bumping. Like, it's like that.
I'm so glad people really like FNL because I was like...
It's good.
When I tell you, like, Stocks and I started working in May. Mm-hmm. Of last year. Mm-hmm. And like all of his beats are such a vibe. Like literally when we first started working, he played me like a whole bunch of beats and we just sat there and I literally like freestyled to every single one.
Right.
Like we have stuff to so many songs, but when he made the beat to FNL, that was actually the first garden. That was the day before the first garden we were gonna have. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at him like, I don't know. This beat is hard. I don't know what to write. Like this is beyond me. You know, I was like, I don't think this is for me. I think this would be cool for someone else, but I don't know if I could write something to this. And he was like, he was so over me. Like, I'm just gonna finish this beat. Like, I was like, okay. And the next day we had the garden and two of my friends, Mike River and Ola, they came before I could come, but Mike River had to leave. And when I got to the session, that was the day I was like, dang, only two people came. Mm-hmm. Oh man. But it was the perfect two people that needed to come. Mm-hmm. Mike laid down some harmonies on the beat. And then Ola came and he was like, yo, Mike laid this harmony and I think I got a hook for it. So he wrote the hook. And then when I heard the hook, I was like, this is so masculine, but I love it because the lyrics are just not something a woman would say. Like, you know, you don't really hear women talking about, I got a bag and that's what you want. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, it's really always a guy saying stuff like that. But I was like, you know what? I love that. Let's keep it. And then I went in the booth and made a melody over the whole track. And then we just chopped my melody with Ola's word and Mike's melody. And then I wrote out the verses. And Ola was like, yo, this is crazy. Like, then we went and took Ola's, we made Ola go back in after we wrote it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, just do some, just sing some oohs and ahs, just sing something all the way through. Mm-hmm. So like, if you listen really closely, like that male voice you hear, yeah, that's Ola throughout the whole song. And like, when I tell you, I was scared. I was so scared when I heard that beat. I was like, there's no way. I was like, this beat is vibey. I could dance to it. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I don't think I can make a song to this. I don't know.
Waist deep, custom drifting Louis. Make it up or down, wanna choose me. New tax bracket where you find me.
Question. I'm like, I know she's gonna ask.
Yes, this is my last question. Where can we expect some music, and where can we find your music?
I'll just say, you can expect some new music this year. I'll just say that.
Okay.
Only because I'm there's so many things to formulate and like, you know, just plan. But you can expect new music this year. And just know that this is not just like a rainfall. This is an avalanche. Like, the snowball is getting bigger and bigger. So it's really just beginning. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, hold your britches. Like, it's getting crazy. So just expect something this year.
Well, I would like to thank you so much for allowing me to.
Thank you.
It's been such an honor, and definitely when you blow up, well, you're already blowing up, but I'm gonna be able to say, you know, I had her on my podcast, like,
period.
On my podcast, is, you know, she's incredible. Just your energy is incredible. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I just want everybody to be sure to just stream your music on Apple Music. Definitely
thank
your
you.
Last two singles, Fall in Love All the Way, they are out right now, and great.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for even reaching out and thinking of me. Like, when I got your message, something told me like, yo, you should do this. You have to do this. Cause I literally have not really been on Instagram. And like, I've had a lot of people hit me up and want to do stuff and meet up. And I'm like, dang, either I miss it or like, I'm just not available. And when you hit me up, something told me like, make the availability. And like, I was telling Stocks, I was like, I don't know what it is about this girl, but like, I need to do this. So I'm so glad that you even reached out to me, because if I hadn't had checked my DM that day, like I would not have even known. So this was meant to happen. And I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you so much, beautiful people, for tuning in today. I'm having a babe, Alexandria Jade. I am your host, Alexandria Jade, and I will catch you guys next episode. Oh,